listening to episode number 1833 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, October 6th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it is. It is a morning. It's a good, it's always a good morning.
It's sure. A good day for a good day.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, well.
Hey, it all passes. It passes like a kidney stone, but it passes.
What's the one we're asking everybody this morning?
Don't even go there.
What's the one thing? No, you don't want to say?
No.
The one thing that stuck with you all your life? Nothing? The one piece of advice?
Oh, a piece of advice.
Yeah. Something that somebody's told you. Maybe when you were young, a teacher or a parent or whatever, that has stuck with you all your life.
My dad.
And he said?
He said, always put yourself in someone else's shoes.
Wow, that's a good one.
About thinking about, but like,
what happens if the shoes are too small, though? It's a little tough. It's a little tough. Hey, how about some random facts for today? Sure. Don't mind if I do.
Of course. Why not? Let's do it.
Red Delicious apples. Most common crop of apples in the U.S. And they've become extremely unpopular because they're bred for looking good over tasting good. So, yeah. About 2/3 of them are now exported because we don't like them.
You know, if you go to the store, and because I'm not a whole food shopper because, you know, I can't afford it.
Yeah, a whole paycheck.
But when you find a Red Delicious apple, that's one of those bigger ones, and it's pretty.
Yeah, but you eat with your eyes, so you get it, and you go like, you know, that's going to taste good. You bite into it, and it's like the most bland apple. You got to get something a little more flavorful, like a Gala.
Fuji.
Fuji apples are tasty. The Sutter family from Viking, Alberta, Canada, had 7 boys. This must be a story. 6 of them went on to be NHL players in the 70s and 80s. The 7th one won the $10 million lottery. And
guess what?
I mean, come on. It doesn't get much better than that. Hey, women blink more often than men. Women blink an average of 19 times per minute. Men, 11.
I thought you said women blink more often than men.
Oh, blank?
Women blink more often than men. Anyway. That's an open conversation, isn't it?
I don't know. Hey, no point in Michigan is more than 85 miles from a Great Lake. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I did not know that. Huh. And Shakey's Pizza, which we love.
Oh, Mojo's.
Founded by a guy named Sherwood Johnson. His nickname was Shakey.
Oh.
Because, now get this, he got malaria during World War II, which left him with nerve damage and made him shake. I don't know what made make those Mojos. That's the other part of that. Yum.
You know how long it's been since I've had Mojo potatoes?
We're going to have to take a road trip with our masks and our hand sanitizer.
That's right.
Are they open? I don't know. Maybe they are for takeout. All right. It is time for the Who Cares News. Shaky shakes and all. What's going on?
Well, little did we all know. At the beginning of the coronas.
Oh.
Kanye West added.
He did?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Evidently, caring for Kanye West while he recovered from the coronas was a daunting experience for wife Kim.
Oh, God.
In an interview, Kim has opened up. Oh, thank goodness.
She's opened up.
About the experience helping Kanye while being home alone with their kids.
Oh, no. Say it's
no.
Not so. Home alone and 5 nannies and, you know, the housekeeper.
Nope, nobody was there.
The pool boy, nobody.
Just her, just them.
Just the fam.
Just the fam.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. They had to be just like us. They did.
I had 4 kids.
They had to be.
No one ever was there to help me.
They had to be just like us.
Kanye had it way at the beginning when nobody really knew what was going on.
We're not making this up.
It was so scary and unknown. I had my 4 babies and no one in the house to help.
No one to help.
Yeah, she probably had to look at the washing machine and go,
This explains why we've seen no selfies on Instagram since February from Kim. I'm busy. I'm doing the laundry. I'm cooking the meals.
Well, first she had to figure out A.
Yeah.
That is indeed the washer and the dryer.
Which one is which?
And then...
Wait, which one is the washer again? Mom. I'm sure she FaceTimed with Momager.
Probably. And she had to ask her with the power button and what setting did she set it on.
What's a cycle?
And then there's the stove.
I think they probably had DoorDash.
I mean, they have, that's true.
I think they had DoorDash.
That's true. What am I saying?
Yeah, I doubt.
According to Kim, Kanye tested positive around the same time that Mom and Dad did.
Mom and Dad?
Yeah, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson.
And Rita? Yeah.
Somewhere around mid-March.
That was back in the early times.
Yeah. I had to go change his sheets and help him out of bed when he wasn't feeling good.
Oh, my God. She had to change the sheets.
Changing his sheets with glove and a facial was really a scary time.
Oh, God. She had to change
the
sheets.
Does she want me to feel sorry for her?
Oh, did she know how to change the sheets?
Does she realize that I don't feel sorry for her?
I know, right?
Well, her and Mama probably arranged everything to come to the house.
Oh, I'm sure.
She probably didn't have to do.
You know, she has her refrigerator full of champagne, right? Her fourth refrigerator or something like that.
Uh-huh.
You know, out in the garage.
So that was her food.
She could have sat out in the garage all during the pandemic and said, you kids fend for yourself. Take care of Daddy. Dear old Daddy.
Norris, go cook your soup for Dad. Make some button soup.
While you're at it, change them sheets.
Yeah.
What's a spin cycle?
In 2016, four whole years ago, Mariah Carey was briefly engaged. Remember that when she was engaged?
I thought you were going to talk about something else that happened in 2016 that we're paying for today. Okay.
nothing compares to 2020. Okay, so remember when she was engaged to the billionaire James Packer?
I do remember that because we talked about that and we thought how interesting that she'd be engaged to this billionaire.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't make it into her new memoir.
No, really?
Yeah. It's called The Meaning of Mariah Carey.
Yeah, that's the new book.
So she said, if it was a relationship that mattered, it's in the book. If not, it didn't occur.
James and I didn't
have a physical relationship, honest with you.
What? They didn't seal the deal?
I guess not.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe he thought if he got engaged to her, then they could seal the deal. But that still wasn't working, so I guess he thought, screw this.
Yeah, well, evidently not.
He called off the engagement in October of 2016.
Oh, okay.
And then Mariah, instead of giving it back to him, she sold her 35-carat diamond.
I think I remember that.
Engagement ring for $2.1 million.
And of course, she gave that money away to a good cause, right? No?
No,
the Bank of Mariah Carey?
Pretend she did.
Oh, my God.
And then she started dating her backup dancer.
I don't have a Halle Berry for that today. Somebody did send me a picture, though, that they found online of Halle Berry and Jennifer Garner in the same picture. I think it was from a TV show or something they did together. Maybe it was Alias. I don't know why. Pretty amazing that you would find Halle Berry and Jennifer Garner in the same photograph.
That's like
not
a dream. That's almost
kinda
like
is. I'm going to blow it up and put it on my wallpaper.
That's what I thought.
All right. Meanwhile, we'll be back tomorrow with more frivolity. Have a great day. God, what a morning. See you tomorrow, Ant.
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.